أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the existence of partners, or the existence of pairs, amongst all those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to grow from the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and even pairs or partners are found in other things which you do not know of. Allah spoke of the night and how Allah tears off and strips off the night from the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the sun and how it is moving towards a fixed and an appointed destination which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had measured for it. Moving on, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 39 continues with the discussion of his different creations and calling upon insan to consider how accurately and how consistently these occurrences take place in the different creations of Allah. You do not find that the occurrence is found on a certain day and on the next day it does not take place. But what we find is there is consistency and there is accuracy in these occurrences that take place in the different creations of Allah. How then can someone claim that it is a coincidence that the sun rises from a certain point at a certain time with such accuracy and it sets at a certain point and it sets at a certain time? This is indeed an appointed and a fixed system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put in place for the different creations. Allah speaks of the moon. In ayah number 39 of Surah Yasin, Allah says, وَالْقَمَرْ. And for the moon, قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have appointed for the moon manazil. Manazil means different phases. When you study the moon and we see the moon, and this happens on a monthly basis, the waxing and the waning of the moon. And we see how the moon, it starts off like a crescent, and then slowly as the nights progress and as the nights pass, the moon grows bigger, bigger, until it, you see it in its full form, as a full moon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this and refers to it as different phases that the moon experiences and that Allah allows it to pass through. حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it goes through these phases. Right? So then you have the waxing of the moon and then you have the waning of the moon until Allah says it returned and it comes back كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ. الْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ, like an old, curved, fine branch of a date palm. Now this is something that the Sahaba and the Arabs in that day and age, something they could relate to. They understood what an old and what a fine date palm branch looked like. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared it to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it comes back small and it's withered and it's fine and it's curved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it looks like the branch of an old date palm. That is this phenomena that the moon experiences, and it happens with consistency every single month. We see this happening. لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is not possible for the sun, and it is not befitting for the sun, it is not possible for the sun that it overtakes the moon. وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ. Nor is it possible for the night to outpace the day. In other words, look at the accuracy. Never do you find that the day starts off before it should start. And never do you find that the night commences before its appointed time of commencement. None of the two outpace the other. And we find with the moon, and we find with the sun as well, none of the two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, outpaces, or none of the two can surpass the other. وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every single one of these cosmic creations of Allah, every single one of them is in an orbit that it moves. Allah refers to it as swimming. It is swimming in an orbit, swiftly moving. You look at a person, a professional swimmer, and how that person like glides through the water with such ease and with such comfort and so smoothly. You watch the person gliding through the water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the movement from one phase to the next phase, from one point to the other point of all the planet and the moon and the sun and the stars and every single cosmic creation of Allah. How many billions and millions of these creations exist in the heavens and the sky? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says every single one. Allah has fixed for it an orbit. Allah has fixed for it a path which it swims and which it floats in, which has been decreed and appointed by Allah. Wa ayatun lahum. Allah now draws our attention after speaking of firstly the earth and what the earth produces. Allah then pointed out, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention towards the cosmic creation. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the ocean and the seas. Allah says, wa ayatun lahum. Another ayah. If still you could not find Allah through the cosmic creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ponder over something else. Another ayah. There is da'wah that is found in every creation of Allah. So we understand that the primary reason why Allah has brought these creations into existence is for people to find Allah through these creations. We said if these creations are there, number one, to guide a person towards Allah, and for the one who has already found Allah, it is to enhance his recognition of Allah. We cannot see Allah. It is impossible for the humankind to behold the greatness and the majesty and the beauty of Allah. But what Allah has created for us is these signs that point us towards Allah. See the beauty of Allah, see the power of Allah, see the majesty of Allah through the creation of Allah. That is how we see Allah, through His creation. Allah says, wa ayatul lahum. And another sign for them, anna hamalna dhurriyatahum fil fulkil mashhoon. We have transported their progenies on laden ships, on packed ships. Now what does this mean? There are two interpretations. One is the progeny in the time of Nuh alayhi salam. We all come from that progeny. Remember that we had first Adam alayhi salam. From Adam alayhi salam came the progeny right up to Nuh alayhi salam. And then we know the entire world was engulfed in a ground, in a flood, and the entire universe was completely destroyed. Only those who remained on that laden ship, that ship that was packed to capacity, only they survived. And then from there, once again, the progeny then increased and spread throughout the world. That is one interpretation. The second interpretation is, consider how people from different parts of the world, if we just look at our situation in South Africa, how did we end up here? Different, we are not people, there are people who are not from the native people of this land, but they are here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, can't you consider? Look at how in different parts of the world you have people there who are not the natives of that land. How did they arrive there? How did their families get there? How did their progenies reach there? There was a time where their fathers, their great-grandfathers, their forefathers had boarded what? Ships. And those ships carried them from one part of the world to another part of the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at this, consider this. The progenies, how we allowed it to spread throughout the world. How did we do that? Allah says, what? Ayatul lahum. Another sign for them is, anna hamalna dhurriyatahum. We transported their progenies, bil fulkil mash'oon, in laden, packed ships. Wa khalaqna lahum min mithlihi ma yarkabun. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Sahaba, and in the future we will create other things like ships that they will board. Mufassirin, contemporary scholars, say this is a clear indication Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to aircrafts. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Sahaba, وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ, and we will create for them, for the humankind, مِنْ مِثْلِهِ, just like it, like ships, how they boarded the ships and they moved from one part of the world to the other part of the world, we will create for them just like it, مَا يَرْكَبُونَ, other modes of transport that they will ride on, and other modes of transport that they will move on, and which will also be packed to capacity, and they will move from one part of the world to the other part of the world. وَإِنَّ شَأْنُغْرِقْهُمْ, Allah says, if we want, we can cause them to drown. We can sink those ships that sail on the ocean. فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ, they will not find anyone who will be able to respond to their cries and to their calls. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَدُونَ, and they will not be able to be rescued. إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنَّا, except through mercy from us. The only thing that will rescue them from the sinking ship is mercy from our side. وَمَتَاعًا إِلَىٰ حِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and so that they may enjoy their stay in this world up to an appointed time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.